Sounds True presents How to Meditate, Session 4 with Pema Chodron.
Mouth just a little bit open, not so that other people would see, but enough to relax your jaw, relax your face and neck, and so that the breath can go in and out the nose and the mouth. Eye gaze in the beginning, either a very low eye gaze or down across the floor a bit, 4 to 6 feet in front of you. Remember that the position of your hands can have quite an effect on the comfort of your body. If they're too far forward, it pulls you out of alignment. If they're too far back on your thighs, it pulls you out of alignment. So just find the place for you where you feel balanced and settled. And if you prefer the alternate mudra of the hands being held lightly in the lap, this is a good one, especially if you're drowsy. Keeps you alert to have to hold your hands slightly upward. But use one of these two hand mudras. The torso is an expression of being awake and attentive, open to whatever arises. So the front of your body is open, and there's a strong back. But the whole thing, as much as possible, is relaxed. So if right now, when you're settling in, if you feel that your shoulders are lifted up and tense, just try to drop them, relax. If your body is bent over so that your heart area and your stomach are sort of collapsed, lift yourself up so there's a sense of uprightness and energy. Relaxed, open, dignified posture. An expression of being awake and confident. The main thing with the legs is to make sure that the knees are not higher than your waist. If they are, then you should find a way to lift your seat up, make the sitting cushion higher. If the knees are higher than the waist, it really causes a lot of pain. But not all of our legs are built to relax and drop downward, so you might need to raise up your seating cushion. And remember that during the sitting period, if your legs become very uncomfortable, or your ankles, or if your back, if somehow physically you're struggling, don't move right away. Stay with it a little bit longer, and then you can take the resting posture, which is to continue meditating, but put both legs up and holding the knees. And that can ease your posture. So important not to get into a major struggle, but to try to be as relaxed and comfortable here as you can be.